Good evening to everyone. I'll call the meeting to order. I would ask that you join with me in the pledge of our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on our agenda tonight is audience participation, and this is a time for any general comments or questions regarding agenda items to be voted on this evening. Are there any questions or comments from our guests regarding agenda items tonight? Okay, hearing, not seeing any. Moving on to administrator reports. Mark?
Hi, good evening. I have a couple updates on the agenda I just want to kind of go over with everybody. First of all, we'll talk about the building project Fidavia. As the district's construction management company is here this evening and will present their findings on an inspection they did of Ashkar Elementary School. That inspection report is included in the information section of your board packet. And Marotta Main is also here to provide an update to the board. This is what we have asked them to do, is go through the proposed building project and identify cost savings and then put together what they saw is a reasonable estimate for this project moving forward. And they will be sharing that information with you. I do want to know, we kind of briefed the facility, finance and facility committee on this. We have a $25 million bond issue. The time to utilize that is kind of ticking. We are preparing to take Ashkar out for a second bid. The preliminary numbers on that look like they are still beyond what the board is prepared to spend. So I do want the board to know that the administration is working on a capital projects plan that we will be able to present to you if the bids on Ashkar come in out of our range and we need to look at other alternatives moving forward. So just be aware of that we are doing that. Under policy updates, this is a minor change, but reflects a recent court decision. We have what's called a limited open forum in the district. In other words, it is possible for outside organizations to come in and hold events in our schools. That is open to the community to do that. We have a process in place and policy to do that as well. But we also hand information out to kids. Organizations, everything from AYSO to church groups, can provide information on Bible schools and camps. And we readily provide that information through our schools. The change in policy just puts a statement on that that informs parents, so there's no confusion that this activity is not sponsored by the East Lycoming School District and will not be sponsored by any district administrators or personnel. So that's the change in policy 913. The ESSERS health and safety plan is there. I just want to be clear, this is a federal requirement under the ARP ESSERS funding. We have to redo this every 6 months. There are no changes. Your vote to approve that this evening just means it changes the date on it. It's good for 6 months, and we post it on the district website. Under employment and personnel, there is just some wonderful news here. We have an elementary principal who I am excited to bring to you this evening, Mrs. Laura Barrando, who is currently a high school special education teacher, has been here for 7 or 8 years, has about 20 years of experience, and just very much impressed the search committee for her passion for elementary education and the direction of our elementary program. I regretfully will tell you, though, she's on a planned family vacation this week, so she could not be here, and just asked to express her appreciation to the board and just her excitement for starting this new role. We also have an elementary counselor who I'm just excited will do a great job. She has urban experience from both Erie City Schools and the Williams Fork School District, and just brings an awareness of challenging issues with adolescents and youth today. And she also has several years of experience with Second Step. So not only are we getting somebody who has kind of been there and done that, but already has familiarity with some new programs we're bringing in. So a nice addition to our program. Under other employment, there are just a bunch of changes in hours for staff. We have recommended in the 23-24 budget to meet our operational needs. And I am asking for a change in how we are paying event staff, both in substitutes for support staff and event staff for pay per event. Currently, we pay our event security staff by the hour. It's challenging to find people to do that job. We had a lot of success last year with crossing guards, and we simply charged a dollar amount per shift. And I'm asking you to make that same type of a change for those people. So $60 for a varsity football game, as opposed to $9.50 an hour and also asking you to increase that hourly rate to $12.50 an hour. So that proposal is there for you as well this evening. And the final thing I have, again, is both Mrs. Weiland and myself are just excited to recommend to you that girls wrestling be finally and officially approved as a sport for the Eastlake Cumming School District. She's nodding her head there, and just the growth we saw in that program was awesome. So between volleyball and now this, just two new wonderful opportunities for Eastlake Cumming female athletes. So those are all on the agenda and recommend that you approve those this evening. Any questions for me?
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Sure, thank you, sir.
Who wants to start on the curriculum or the handbooks?
I'll start.
Okay.
You guys need the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. We're excited about the upcoming school year. To give you a little update on that, is we schedules are available for students to view on the parent-student portal. Our guidance counselors will be here next week, so if they have any issues, they can schedule some appointments with them. The 24th, first day of school for students, and September 5th is our open house from 6 to 7:30. And I know Mr. Wagner has some dates as well that he'd like to share with you.
Yeah, just some additional dates for the junior high in addition to what is going on for the entire school. We do have on the 16th, our 7th grade orientation. We've kind of expanded that a little bit this year. We're going to include kind of like a student kind of fun day and a little bit more activities for them. We're going to bring them in from 3 to 6, give them the opportunity to walk through their schedule, meet the teachers, do a condensed type schedule. Have some activities planned for them, some fun type things, some games, just so they can kind of get to know the teachers or classmates, feel a little bit more comfortable with that transition. And then we also do have some PBIS training coming up for our staff on the 14th, and then there'll be another follow-up day for that as well, as we look to kind of roll that program out and kind of refocus that as well. And that'll be kind of in conjunction with the elementary teachers as well, so we're kind of excited for that with some things coming up here for the year.
To summarize some of the changes that were made to the 23-24 high school handbook, we added in our core beliefs at the beginning. We also added in a section for our emotional awareness that's a focus this year for us. Class rank that was edited to fit what we are doing currently. Currently right now, at the end of the 9th grade year, class rank is reported. And at the semester break, it is for 10th graders, and each quarter for 11th and 12th graders. Dual enrollment sections, just added some terms there, colleges and universities, instead of listing all the universities and colleges that we do have. We have several dual enrollment programs for students. Again, the records retention is now covered by policy, so that was removed. Extracurricular activity section, we added a statement in there. The grades are available for the athletic director to review rather than teachers giving it to the athletic director. We added volleyball and girls wrestling into our sports program for grade 9. And in our student discipline section, we added vaping into the handbook, even though it was in the policy already, it wasn't in the handbook, so we put that into the handbook and added harassment as one of the offenses as well.
Some other changes being made to the handbook under the lunch policy section in talking with Mrs. Hicklin. We deleted the section that talked about kindergarten meal debt. Obviously, that didn't apply to us here at the junior, senior high level. And then we also did talk and included that all students will receive free breakfast this year, just so parents and students were aware of that. And also, any student that was on reduced lunch will receive free lunch this year, so just so they're aware of that change. We did make some additions to the cell phone policy, added some language into there that included prohibiting headphones because of safety. In the dress code section, we added language to exclude hats and costumes in with that section. Emergency school closing section, we made some additional, some editorial and operational changes to align with our current district procedures. In the library usage section, we kind of made some changes to kind of fit with what the library has becoming and how it's used and how students will have access to what we're doing here in the library now. In terms of building before and after school use, we added this section to align with the current procedures, and we added the following statement that students will not be permitted in the building after hours unless they're under the direct supervision of a teacher or a coach. And we had some students that were in the building, and we just kind of cleaned that up to make sure that they're in areas where they're going to be supervised. Under the locker section, we added some language that account for the 7th and 8th grade locks. In the past, we had said that there are lockers for our students to use, but we would not provide locks. We do that for 7th and 8th grade. Now they have those locks provided for them with those lockers being in the hallways. So we just kind of cleaned that up a little bit. And then Ms. Paul Hamas did make some edits to the special ed section, special education section in the handbook. She might be able to speak a little bit more in terms of what that was, but we did add some things into that section.
Mrs. Ward could not be here tonight. She asked us to share this with you. I'm not going to read that off to you, but those are some of the summary items that were changed in the elementary handbook. Ms. Cotton can probably answer some of your questions if you have any.
I've had any questions on the fifth bullet point.
For the high school?
Yeah. What's deleted student records retention information? What does that mean?
We have a records retention policy. There was a statement in the student handbook prior. It was rather lengthy, but it didn't align with what the current policy was. So we have a current policy, records retention policy, that is in place now.
Oh, so it's just the language. We retain the students.
Yes.
It's just unnecessary language.
And again, we're excited about the upcoming school year. A lot of things happening, athletics, band camp. A lot of things are getting rolling here for sure. So.
And just one more question. Elementary, what you flashed to, are those just changes in the handbook then?
They're just changes in the handbook, just now.
Yes. Yeah, these are summary of changes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Michael.
April?
I just want to take a minute and kind of go through, expand on what Mr. Reichner said, what our current programs are across the district, and also kind of some realigning and restructuring of how we deliver those services to various students. So at Ashcar Elementary, we currently have itinerant learning and emotional support. We have two teachers, one K through 4, one 5 through 6, and we also have a supplemental learning support teacher as well. That just means it's a higher level of support for students, and we also have our life skills program there. I'm excited. We did have two vacancies there, and they are both filled with, and I'm very excited, the individuals that we are that are on the board agenda this evening. I'm very excited they come with experience, and they're just going to be a great addition in supporting the students' needs in those programs.
I want to pause and make sure that the board understands kind of what those terms mean. When we talk about itinerant learning support for students who primarily spend the vast majority of their day in a regular education classroom to get support from the teacher, stepping into that classroom, providing one-on-one support to them or in small groups. The supplemental are students who can be in that classroom kind of part of the time, but also have to be out of the classroom part of the time. So they usually have a classroom of their own as well, where they work with small groups of students, just higher levels of engagement. students in our life skills are students who need just that assistance with developmental, essential, daily life skills. Full-time classroom may push in for some type of interaction with appropriate age level peers, but for the most part, they're in a self-contained classroom working with two students to a teacher type setting.
And at Wren Elementary, it's the same structure with the learning support, K to six, again, with the itinerant mostly pushing in, and then there are a few students that might require more intense time outside the classroom to work on targeted skills. The other thing that we are adding this year that I'm excited because we get to bring a lot of our students back to our district is an autistic support classroom. That'll be Mr. Stryker is moving into that role. He came with experience prior to actually coming here. Teaching at the elementary level. So now he's going to be teaching elementary but going back into the special ed field, and he's going to be a great fit for that program. In addition to that, there'll be two paraprofessionals that'll be added to that program. Again, this will be based on the needs of individual students in that classroom. So some of those students might go out and need support from a paraprofessional in the regular classroom, and some of those students might be with him the majority of the day. It's going to be truly based around what's best for each kid. And then at Farrell, same as far as the itinerant and supplemental learning support teacher. That position did, however, go from part-time to full-time because that was definitely a need to be able to support Farrell as well. And at the high school, so up until now, kind of our current programming has been the itinerant. Again, most of the teachers pushing into the classroom for one kind of for seventh, one for eighth, one for ninth, 10th and then 11th and 12th. And then that person that does 11th and 12th grade, he does a great job as our transition coordinator. And what that means is getting students ready for what they want to do after high school, helping those students and families get the supports that they need in place so that when they graduate the school bus stops, that they have a plan in place. And he does a great job with that. The other thing, again, up until this point, had a supplemental learning support program for grades 7 through 9 and then another one 10 through 12. However, with this program, it serviced a very, very wide variety of abilities. So that's where we're kind of doing some restructuring on what that looks like. So I'll explain that here in a second. So at the high school, we're looking at kind of realigning that we'll have an itinerant teacher again. The teachers where the students are out the majority of the day, they require a little bit of support and a lot of more so accommodations within the regular classroom. So we'll have a teacher that's assigned to grades 7 and 8, and they'll also have a paraprofessional to help support them and the students in the classroom, one for 9 and 10, and one for 10 and 12. And then he will also continue to be the transition coordinator. So that really hasn't changed a whole lot other than they're going to have two grades at a time, and they'll also have a paraprofessional. And then this is kind of where the changes happen. So we'll have the supplemental learning support programs. Both will stay 7 through 9 and 10 through 12. But these are still going to be the students that are going to take either the PSSAs or the Keystones. They just still require that little extra pull-out time, but still working in the curriculum that all the other students are. They just might have a class or two where they need that extra support out of the classroom to help support them throughout the rest of the day. And then that's kind of separating that program from our life skills program. So trying to do all those under the same umbrella was a challenge. So we're looking at separating and having life skills. Again, those are the students that really need to focus on life skills, things that they need for independent living. And that'll also be supported with paraprofessionals as well. And those are students that, again, will take the PASA exam. So you hear about PSSAs and Keystones. That's just another exam that focuses more on their skills and abilities for independent living and when they graduate, being able to be as independent as possible.
What's our student enrollment in April on both of those classes? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Of
junior high and high school life skills.
The current enrollment?
Yeah.
I believe 7 through 9, it is 12 and 10 through, 7 through 9 is 12 and 10 through 12 is 8 currently.
And the state cap is like 15.
Yeah. And then all other itinerant services such as like speech, we do have our own speech therapist, but we also, because of our speech needs, contract with the IU for a part-time speech therapist at this time. We use occupational therapy and physical therapy through UPMC to provide those services, and vision and any audiology services, which is hearing support, is also through Intermediate Unit 17. Any questions?
Yeah. So if the way I understand it, so let's say of those 12 in the earlier grades, is it the itinerant professional's responsibility to decide if they need the supplemental as well, the kind of the pullout?
Yeah, so that'll be a team decision at each IEP meeting, determining how much time those students should be out. It truly is an independent team decision where the parents are part of that, the regular ed teachers are part of that, and the special ed teachers are part of that. And they kind of determine where that student falls to best meet their needs. Are they able to be out there kind of with somebody pushing into the classroom, or do they need kind of that targeted time to work on those skills to, you know, help them, support them in those classes?
How does the flex period fall into some of that work as well, mm-hmm. some of the additional?
So last year was our first year and it worked out really well. I'll be honest, the special ed department as a whole was thrilled up here to have that support. So a lot of times they would assign certain kids based on work that needed to be made up, being in constant contact with the regular and special ed teachers to determine what needs to be made up during that time. And then there would also be a set schedule for students that they felt really needed that consistency as far as where they would report that day.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom, Rick, and April. Mark, you want to introduce our guests?
Yeah, so we have, as part of an update on Ashcar, the first I'm going to ask representatives here from Fidavia, who are the board's district's representatives. What are called owner representatives, or kind of another term is used here is construction managers. You contract with Fidavia to be your eyes and ears through these types of projects. I had asked them, based on some kind of comments and discussions we were having, to take a walk through Ashcar to look at it based on the facility study done in December of 21 and with their expertise in the field and give you an opinion based on what they saw and the project. So I've asked them first to speak, and then after them, we'll turn this over to Murata Main to do their presentation on Ashcar and where that project is currently at. So please.
Good evening. My name is Chris Selmer, senior consultant with Fidavia, and I have Mark Binkley, who's our construction manager for Fidavia. Thank you for having us this evening. So as Dr. Stam noted, we did do a full walkthrough of Ashcar last month. Spent about 2.5 hours, went through inside the building, went through the entire perimeter of the building, and then went back and reviewed the 2021 findings to see how they actually compared with what we observed during our visit. And I know there's a memo that was given to the board, so I won't read word for word, but I'd like to highlight a few items on the memo that certainly jumped out to us that will absolutely need to be addressed in the very near future. As far as the exterior walls, we saw a lot of issue with the pointing, with the brick and mortar throughout both the existing Ashcar facility and the addition that was done, I believe, in the mid-90s. So we made some significant observations there of work that would need to be done. We went through the building, we went into classrooms, we popped ceiling tiles, looked above what was above the ceiling, made some observations in our notes regarding the lack of plenum space that currently exists between the existing ceiling grid and the deck. So certainly as HVAC issues that will absolutely need to be addressed, that will be something that will need to be worked through and considered no matter what work is done with the building. We obviously noticed a lot of humidity issues throughout our walk, both in the existing Ashcar and then the addition. Noticed drainage issues, number of ceiling tiles. Certainly we saw some other evidence of water infiltration throughout the building and the inside. The boilers look to be in fair condition. The electrical system is outdated, will need to be replaced sooner than later. Same thing with the HVAC systems and controls for both the existing building and the addition that was put on. That will need to be addressed in the immediate future. As far as the roofs, both roofs will need significant work replacement based on our walk, and we actually went up on the roof, looked at both roofs, and absolutely observed that they are going to need to be replaced. There's significant issues both with the roof membrane itself and also the drainage system that's on the roof currently. So those were some of the main observations, and then we went back and looked at the 2021 facilities report, and what we seen really aligned to what was outlined in that report that was presented to the board in 2021. I want to let Mark comment. Anything else, Mark, that you'd like on observations from case of your experience?
Not really. You kind of hit all the highlights. Okay. So, if there's questions, I'll be happy to answer any.
Now, Dr. Stam, if there's anything else that you would like us to comment on from the memo?
No, I know you had raised some questions on asbestos in that building, and we did do all the testing on that, and those reports have come back negative, which was fantastic. So, you know, we're very pleased with that information. I think that was probably the only piece of it that you didn't cover. Just kind of for context for the board, Chris and Mark have been great to work with the last couple months. Chris's background is former interim superintendent for Harrisburg City Schools and director of operations for Erie City Schools. Is it Erie?
Reading,
thank you, sorry.
Superintendent
Reading. And during some major construction projects, so before he stepped out of public education and worked for Fidavia. So appreciate the expertise and just the skills that he brings to the table for that, and I know Mark has an extensive background in construction management as well. No, thank you. Any questions from the board from that memo? Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kristen Will.
I'm Christopher with Marana Main Architects. Just want to go through, we've got two components here. One was the cost that we've been examining based on the previous bids that were high, and then some of the drawing updates that are associated with that. So we want to go through that. This is a summary sheet. We analyzed the estimates, so, does the mouse show up here? The estimate that we had, for instance, prior to the bid, so in May, we were looking for estimating a $27 million construction, $33 project costs. And as you know, we came in much higher than that. There was a blip, and we've heard from a number of people in the industry that spring was a tough time, and a number of projects came in even higher. So, you know, we were looking at that $38 million and a $44 million project cost. As we've been working through some of the cost-saving measures, from deleting the district gym to some other things, we're currently estimating a rebid estimate of about $33 million construction and a project cost of about $37 million. So the red there is, you know, savings construction about $5.5 million, and then total we're estimating, if we went out to bid again, savings of over $7 million there. Now, I realize, and Dr. Sam mentioned earlier, that we're still over, and you know, $4 million or so, what kind of maybe the target was. We had a target here of an all-in of a $33 million project cost, which includes things above and beyond the construction cost. That's the summary of what we've been looking at. In the back of this, there is some of the explanation of how we arrived at that $7 million savings, and I don't want to go through all the details here. One of the big pieces is the 12,000 square feet that we deleted from the gym and the locker rooms. that we've just removed from the scope. That equates to about $4 million just savings that right there. And then we try to do some other things, saving in some masonry, which I'll show you in a minute, changing from brick types. One of the other big pieces, which I'll show you in a minute in a rendering, is we changed from a slope roof to a flat roof. That really saved the structural costs for those trusses that we had, changed the mechanical system a bit as well, so we're hoping to save some money there. When talking to McClure, they've confirmed that they hope to save some money, and we've had $300,000 to $400,000 under the McClure item for mechanical plumbing that we're hoping to save. Hoping to save a little bit more when we go to bid. And then there's a few other things that we did in here with the switch from a sloped roof to a flat roof. We changed from a more expensive standing seam metal roof to a flat EPDM roof, which will still have the 30-year warranty. It's just much less expensive. So we've done a number of things like that to try to get to a savings of $6 million. And then project costs, we've also adjust some of the soft costs. So mentioned no asbestos, we had a $280,000 line item for abating asbestos. That was removed for not doing the district gym. We removed the bleachers from that. So there was a number of other savings that really added up to another million or so on project costs. So again, not to run through this too quickly, but the bottom line there is we're hoping with a rebid that total savings from the previous is about $7 million or so. Any questions on the cost? I know I ran through that pretty quickly. Okay, and then just to show graphically what we did, on the right side of that drawing, this is where the district gym was, and you can see that this is a much larger scope on this end. If I zoom in a little bit, that's the second floor. We don't do any changes here. Here's a comparison between the left side is what we had for a floor plan. We redrew it. The gym blockers there on the left side are gone, and we basically shifted the cafeteria, kitchen, receiving, mechanical room down, and so that's kind of on the corner now on that end, and then the dashed line, the hatched area, is a future gym. So in the future, there's still room for that. We just kind of flip-flop those if for some reason that came to being again. So that was a major change there. One of the other major changes is on the left again is the original bid, on the right's the rebid. The green classrooms there, the second grade classrooms, we had originally moved them kind of around, as you can see, but to save some existing space or to not reconfigure classroom space, we left them where they were. So we're saving some money on renovation costs and then just moving the media center where they were. So it's a simple flip-flop just to save some money there. Those are some big plan changes that we took care of. Here's an overall, it looks like it's a lot of roof because it's an axo from the top, but this shows, again, no slope roof, flat roof, shows some of the differences. There's boxes there where the mechanical units would be on the top. And one of the other things we're showing here is the different brick types. We had brick type A and B, so it's basically a modular standard style brick that's red, and then we had a utility or slightly larger brick that's a little bit darker. That was in the original design. What we're proposing is around the side and the back to switch to what is C there, which is an oversized. It's the same size as a concrete block, so 8x12. It'll still be red, but it's a little bit more utilitarian, simpler or cheaper and easier to lay, quicker to lay. So we can actually save some money in labor costs and some material costs by doing that in the backside of the building as well. So that's one thing that we're proposing to do to save some money as well. Any questions on that? I don't know if this is helpful, but this is the sample of the oversized CMU. It's not this, it would be bigger, but it has this type of aggregate. So it's got the same color scheme as the red and the darker red, but it would be oversized. So that's the example there. And then we just updated the rendering. So again, no pitched roof. This is the main entrance, admin area, classrooms on the second floor. And then the bigger change, this would have been the gym on this end. This will be the activities entry. The 1.5 height space there with the windows is the cafeteria, as it's been pushed towards the entrance drive, and then towards the right side of that image is the receiving mechanical kitchen area. So hence no windows on that end. So that's the updated elevations and renderings. I think that's all I have to present as far as an update. As Dr. Stam said, we are updating the drawings and we are moving forward if it makes sense to, with the intention to bid the beginning of September or put it out to bid the beginning of September. We can bring back those bids in a fashion where we can have something to present to a board meeting for potential approval in October or in November. Those are the two options that we're looking at right now. That would enable the project to get rolling, if it works, and financially get rolling this year. Everybody can get under contract and get mobilized on site. So that would still keep our rough schedule that we had previously when we bid earlier in the year.
And Chris, you're confident with the permitting process that we'll be on schedule with that as well?
Yeah, there are no hiccups at this point. The permit comments, we actually didn't really have any major building permit comments last time since we're reducing scope. We don't see any anticipation there. We're actually going to talk to them, give them a heads up on that, that this is coming down the line with the revision. The site approvals are actually going in front of those boards on the 17th, I believe. So we should have those revisions underway and approved as well. So no, there shouldn't be any issues with that. Well, there was a second part to your, it was the approvals and there was something else.
Did you just the timeline.
Okay,
so so that we're getting the permits approved, that they weren't affecting right. The timeline going out the bid.
And we did reach out to a number of the contractors that bid in May, and we haven't got any no's. We got yes, we definitely want to bid this, and we got a few, well, it depends, you know, what our workload is, because people are constantly bidding things and they might be full up, but everybody seemed like there was still some interest to bid again. So that was good news also.
One thing that the board was very clear about, and as we worked through this redesign, we made sure that we followed, was we didn't change the overall quality of the building. We know that a building like this still has to be a multi-generational building. It has to withstand the effects of lots of children and lots of traffic and lots of activity for decades. So, you know, we're staying with brick, we're staying with tile, we're staying with, you know, products that will withstand that and to address, you know, some of the needs of elementary schools today, like dual traffic patterns, because we have lots of parents who pick up and drop off, plus we still have buses and you have to build completely separate loops in elementary schools. So we still have those things included in it, plus some really robust retention systems to handle the water issues. So all of that is there, but maintaining that also presented one of the challenges with getting this to a budget, you know, where it needed to be. Any questions?
Any questions?
I appreciate the update. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, moving on to administrative reports, Corey.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. August has been pretty busy so far. So August 1st and 2nd, our pre-K teachers had their CKLA training today and yesterday. We had our second round of K-2-3-5 training for CKLA. Friday, we have our 6-8 teachers for Amplify ELA. So everybody will be trained at that point. The title interventionists and our special ed teachers have their online access to Boost training, which is the computer adaptive support to the reading program. And that's about it. We're prepping for teachers to be back on the 21st and in service. Elementary teachers will be completing days 2 and 3 of letters, which is that literacy essentials for teachers of reading. And at the junior senior high level, we'll be continuing our work around student engagement and learning conversations. So that's all I have this evening. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Corey. Tom? Nothing else?
Nope, nothing else.
Okay, Rick?
Nothing
else? Okay, moving right along. Heather?
Thank you. PDE released a memo shortly after our last board
they will receive a free lunch. This information is also going to be included in our newsletter. During our finance and facility meeting, we did review the 21-22 budget. I shared with the committee that we had a net income of $265,000, mainly because our earned income tax revenue was much higher than anticipated. We also had state funding that came in higher because we had flat-based budgeted. That information in the state budget had not been passed at that time. This also includes ESSER grant funding that we did not have budgeted. The offset, though, would be the expenses, so we did see some higher than anticipated expenses. Some of that was ESSER-funded purchases, agreements, and supplies. Along with that, our cyber charter expenses, as I shared several times during our budget presentations, were higher than anticipated. So they were about $475,000 above what we had budgeted. For 22-23, we did increase that amount, and for 23-24, we have it as close as possible. So hopefully we will not see those over-budget items going forward. We also had some transportation increases. This was mainly due, we passed our budget in May, and then we had some out-of-district students that had to be transported. So those obviously are not, we tried to plan some extra, but some of those items we did not know ahead of time. We also, I mentioned ESSER funded projects. We are, it's, the audit is on your, on the agenda for approval, and we also are looking at recommending $250,000 into capital projects, the reserve fund, for we're going to be developing a list of projects and reviewing that and presenting it for board approval at a later time. That's all I have for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Heather. April, anything else? Yes.
I just wanted to take a minute, of course, pending board approval, to congratulate Laura Barando as well for taking the elementary principal position. She's going to be well missed in the department, and there'll be very hard shoes to fill. I'm looking forward to working with her in that capacity, but that will also leave us a spot with very difficult shoes to fill for a high school learning support teacher. So again, I just want to congratulate her and get that out there. Thank you.
Thank you. Adam.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. Just real quick, my department's finishing up all of our summer projects. We've had a very productive summer. Can't thank Kyle, Onis, and Christy enough for all their hard work. We're working on getting all of the Chromebooks, all the new ones out there, all the refurbished ones out there. Did quite a number of network infrastructure updates. Been working really closely with Corey on various software system integrations, CKLA, Second Step, and Aperture. Yeah, that's about it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Adam. Brian, anything?
All of our summer cleanings wrapping up right now. Pretty much done with that. We started yesterday the controls upgrades at REN. They're pulling the comm wire right now for the building automation system. We're hoping to go to Farrell next after that, and then to the CTC, and then the high school. Hoping that we'll have that wrapped up by Christmas. So that's all I have.
Brian, do you mind real quick? What was the experience with MAR development this summer?
MAR development, we contracted custodial staff. We had 5 full-time employees, and they've all worked out great. They've done a good job, so it kept us on track, actually. If we wouldn't have had it, I'm sure we wouldn't have gotten done what we planned on. All the carpet has been cleaned. Stains that we had in some areas are gone, so we got some new equipment to help out with that, too. And it was a learning curve for a lot of the employees, too, because they've been learning, you know, to do things differently than they did in the past. So that's all worked out good.
Okay. Thank you.
Is the sewer, is that being hooked up?
That's all completed.
It's all done, okay.
Yeah, up at REN. That's done. Good.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Kate?
Thank you, Mr. Michael. I just wanted to say we hit a minor speed bump with the volleyball uniforms. So the manufacturing and shipping delays, the uniforms were ordered back at the end of April with a projected mid-August arrival that has now been pushed back to October 20th. And the last game on the schedule is October 16th. So we contacted the sales representative, and they are coming in with some free shirts that are a close match to what we had on order. And I contacted a local company to do the screen printing of the numbers, and these go across the chest. So we should be set and ready to go. Got a backup plan ready to fire away. A couple other things. Just finalizing counts on getting rosters after we had a mass influx of the physicals and the online registrations coming in. There's still a few trickling in a little bit past the deadline, but as long as we're getting them in there before their first practices, it's good. And heat acclimation started for football, so excited to get the seasons underway here, and that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Moving on to board reports this evening, anything on the intermediate unit, Lisa?
No, we did meet in July, and we meet next week.
Probably. Okay. Donna, on the legislative front?
No, the budget passed. Vouchers were left out. And you all have talked about kids receiving free breakfast. So Pennsylvania decided, you know, they would fund free breakfast and some 22,000 students for lunch. And there's a bill to boost solar in Pennsylvania schools. Maybe we can take advantage of that, who knows? And they're waiting in the Senate on that one. The other thing I wanted to mention was the foundation and the event that we're having on October 1st. Get the word out. I have some posters in the car. I want to give you one, Lisa, to take to the IU. And we still have some spots left for woodworking crafters or, you know, nature enthusiasts. So I don't have that whole thing built up yet, but get the word out about that. And last year, the foundation, I think it was the... What's that call in? What do they call that? Tuesdays? Giving Tuesdays?
Oh,
or something?
Giving Tuesdays, yeah.
Yeah, and last year when, you know, we asked for money for Giving Tuesday, the money from the foundation with the event that we had plus Giving Tuesday, we purchased books for young kids from the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, so that we'll get names of kids in our district, and they'll get sent, I think it's 2 books a month. We had been waiting on bulk mailing. That took longer than it should have. But anyway, that's going to be coming this fall, so I'm real excited about some of the things the foundation is able to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Mike, anything on LICO CTC?
No, nothing right now. There was no meeting in July, and we meet next Thursday.
Okay. The Finance and Facilities Committee did meet, and Brian and Heather went over the budget and also future projects to be considered on the buildings, both Ashcar and at the high school. Moving on to the agenda items for this evening, under item 3, board policies. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor and a second.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Under item 4, education, items 1, 2, and 3 as presented. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Under item 5, personnel, items 1 through 17 as presented. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion on the floor and a second?
Second.
Any further discussion or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Under item six, the minutes of the July 18th, 2023 as submitted. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion on the floor and a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Under item seven, business and financial matters, items one through five as presented. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion on the floor and a second?
Second.
Any further discussion or comments?
Mark, can you give me or give us in a nutshell what the Warrior Run partnership is?
Actually, I'll defer that to April if she wants to speak to that.
So that's in regards to a particular classroom of a student or students that has higher needs for multiple disabilities that we just can't support in the district. And through the intermediate unit, it's much further away as well, so the transportation costs would be higher to transport the child to that location.
So then we'd be transported to Warrior Run?
Yes, we will still be transporting. But yeah, that's to meet the needs of a student or students that we just can't meet within the district.
Do we know how many at this point would potentially be in that scenario?
One, I believe.
Like, do we have a number of kids that...
It's a low number?
I think it's one student currently. Yeah.
It's one student. I think it's
We're trying to be discreet. Sorry, she's trying to be discreet. I can say one. Yeah, no, thank you. Does that answer your question? Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. There's a wealth of information on your system for your review at your time and convenience. And now we're back to audience participation, and this is a time for any general comments or questions regarding school-related matters. If you do have a question or comment, I would ask that you use the mic over there, introduce yourself, and address your comments to Mark or myself. I'll open up the floor for any questions or comments.
Richie, I have something.
Yes.
The benches out on the tennis courts, some of them are falling apart. I just didn't know if that was in the works on getting...
I don't know where that is at the moment. I know that Mr. McCaffrey and I did look at those and had conversations about trying to get some appropriate wood that would hold up and not cause problems for people sitting there. So, yeah, we'll take a look at them.
Okay.
Yeah. That was I know we had that conversation in the spring.
Okay.
Okay. Any comments or questions? I don't think we need an executive session.
We do not.
Okay, does any board members have anything further to bring to the board? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion on the floor and a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved. Thank you all for coming tonight.